The Rundown, Wednesday, brought to you by Movement Watches. Join the motherfucking movement. 165 countries across the world have joined the movement. Millions of people have joined the movement.
What countries in the world?
Definitely, like 100.
Don't think I would have guessed 165.
I think there's like 166. I think it's like every single country in the world has basically joined the movement. There's not many more than 165.
So we're selling them problematic countries now?
Yeah.
That's where the money's at.
Listen, people need to know the time.
You can be like, you know, like blood diamonds and stuff. You still gotta check your watch. It's a good thing movement's like down with us, because blood diamonds in your ad read is usually not what you're going for.
There are 100.
They're not. They're in your ad read, not in your watches.
What? How many? 190.
195.
Yeah. So we're, you know, So the 30 bad ones. We're not selling.
We avoid them. Yep.
Everybody else, join the movement. You can get sunglasses. You can get watches. Affordable. Different materials, different colors, different styles. Cool watches, starting at just $95 right now. You can get 15% off when you go to mvmt.com/rundown. You get free shipping, free returns, 15% off. Join the movement today. Coley Mick is in. Feidelberg is in. Dave is on the West Coast, Monster Hits only. Dan is doing Dan things. But we'll start with Deadspin. We should just replay an old rundown where we're talking about another Deadspin hit piece.
I was yawning to start this. I'm coming down from my sugar high that we addressed right before this. But it's just the same thing. I don't even usually read them anymore. I read them because I knew I was going to have to talk about them today. I read this one, and I can't tell you one thing in it that
it's new.
Stuck out. I mean, like, obviously, the what inspired it to be written again is new. And then it's just a bunch of, like, we didn't like this joke, we didn't like this joke. Smitty took a shower one time.
Like, bothers me? It's like, I don't know. It's just they try to say the same things in just a different way. They're just like repackaging it with like different adjectives and different words and different. It's like thesaurus.com, and they just sit there and plug and play Mad Libs and say the same old.
You know what's kind of like? This might be kind of complimentary, but it's almost like,
don't do that.
It's not. It's like, you know how like Nicki Minaj's flow is always like, da 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 da. Bah, whatever it is, they do that with like Barstool, and then they add something else.
That little, like, it's not like a parenthetical, but it's like Barstool, comma, a website for blah, 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 blah.
A MAGA hat website, Barstool.
The latest one was Barstool Sports, a website for where everybody wants to be the next Donald Trump Jr., which is just like, that's so lazy because it's just not true at all. You can't find me one person here who wants that. Like, not a single person would agree to that. Who here wants to be the next Donald Trump Jr.? You?
He's really rich.
Well, yeah, all right.
Like, exceedingly more money than any of us will ever see.
So would you be Donald Trump Jr. right now? Would you trade lives with Donald Trump Jr. right now? Deadspin's watching.
I would think about it.
Yeah. And that's honesty right there.
He's got way more hair than me. Like, a lot. He's not
hair
a,
and money is yeah. tough. Like, you look tough up, to turn that down.
He's got a lot going on. He's got a lot going on.
Things are good for DJ.
But no, DJ Trump.
They call. He's not complaining.
Oh, they're gonna have a field day.
I'll tell you what. I didn't know where Cole was gonna go with this. Not where I expected. This is a curveball.
This is how you do it. This is how you do a guest appearance on the Rundown. Come in and be like, "You're right. We love Trump. See you in 6 months."
Well, earlier, like, Pete was saying he would vote for him again. Like, there's a lot going on in this office. You never know. You never know what you're gonna get. And that's why the one thing that they said that stuck out was that Drew Madry, whatever his last name is.
Everyone says that's what his name is. He should legally change his name to that.
Wait, it's
Drew
McGarry,
Madry,
right?
Whatever his last
Madry?
Name is.
Madry?
I've said Majeri, McGarry, Marjorie.
Margarine.
Brutal last name. Yeah. Stinks.
All of them. Samir Khalif, Drew Madry, and the other one. There's another one.
I mean, look,
hard to say.
Like I'd say, John Feidelberg agrees.
Yeah, but there was my last name. Stinks. They said, like, this isn't a perfect world. How could it be when Barstool exists? As if you removed us,
the problems of the
world
would go away.
The butterfly effect would just be astronomical.
Flint would have water, and
the
peace
clearest.
In the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And yeah, this is more Barstool ruined everything.
I forgot about that line. That's what I mean by they all blend together. I already forgot about that line.
Right, and that was like 2 minutes ago.
They called us puke, too. Which
puke?
I don't hate that insult.
I do.
You're just puke?
Puke. Right, little, that's why it's a good insult.
You little fucking puke. Nah, yeah. That's something that like the uncle in Home Alone would say.
Right.
Yeah, you little, look at you little shit, you little puke.
You little puke. When they said that Dave was stealing content by posting the Ric Flair video, I mean, that's where you lose all credibility. Yeah. It's like, That's not stealing content when you use a very famous pop culture video.
Did you see it got taken down though?
Did it?
Yeah. So Dave has this great statement about like stealing content, and then it's
with like a DMCA. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
So that happened
today. Tip of the cap to whoever got that done.
But at like this is. Because I saw a lot of people being like, and you took umbrage with this, like us being called like Fuck Jerry 2.0.
Yeah.
Like the thing with Fuck Jerry is they'll just completely screenshot the entire joke and add nothing else to it. They're just like, here you go. And we'll take, like, it would be like if you looked at me or Tyler's timeline, like our personal ones. It's like, oh, everyone's talking about this thing. Here's our joke on
yes.
it. So that's where it's
internet,
like.
It's also, but it's also a different thing that I didn't know yesterday. There is one thing. Erica sent out like an email clarifying like, what the process is, but there's one thing that's weird about working at Barstool where everyone has like their own job and their own thing and they don't know anything about anyone else.
Yes,
so correct. I had no idea that we had this thing
right.
that is
the portal.
It's the process portal. In order to, and where the fuck were you to correct me the whole time? Like you must.
I was
known
saying
that
the whole time that we take the social team for granted and that they do try
and
to do
was
this stuff
the right
like
way. An asshole. This stuff.
I mentioned it on some programs yesterday. I guess not this one.
As I was sitting here talking about how I wasn't saying we don't. I didn't know. I said there are new processes in place and we have to follow them. No. You sat there with a microphone in your hand and didn't say we do.
I didn't want to interrupt.
We 99.999% of the time we do the right thing.
I was speaking more largely about the internet in itself and saying how there are new things and new ways, new rules you have to abide by. And one of the fucking people in charge just didn't feel like we got a system.
We're talking to
in charge feels like a lot. In charge?
I feel. I mean, you do people on stool. You have a social account you're in charge of, right?
Sure. I don't. Yeah.
that was the
feel
least
like
convincing.
Well, I credit Tommy Smokes for any video you take or anything that gets posted on people's stool. I'm like, that was Tommy Smokes.
But it's not like all kidding aside. A lot of people have access to that account. Okay. So
anyway, fuck Deadspin, man.
Agreed.
Bryce Harper is tampering. He just fucking is tampering, like flat out.
If there's ever been an example of tampering, him being like. There's a guy playing for the Angels who will be a free agent soon, and I want him to come here. I mean, that's the fucking tampering. And then they like asked him about it. He doubled down.
But you still, you meant it, right?
I mean, if I didn't mean it, I wouldn't have said it.
Said if I said it, I meant it. I wouldn't say it if I didn't mean it. So yeah, I think the tampering should be legal. I said this on the radio.
Agreed.
I have no problem with it.
It like is like Pete like this is the whole NBA All-Star game is just tampering.
Everybody's just
that's
yeah,
all they do.
Wooing and yeah. talking.
I think like every first base conversation is
absolutely.
Tampering.
Like, yeah, you want everybody on the field.
Yeah. Go right now. Go to
for
go
sure.
to clubhouse. We'll get a jersey in there for you. Come on.
You see Bryce Harper in the dugout in spring training?
The weird clap.
He's just trying to fit in. I feel like he's just laughing it up too much. And, one of the new guys, and yeah, I hate that guy.
You hate Bryce Harper?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
I mean, he's not very good, but
yeah, he's pretty much the most overrated player of all time.
All right.
He has one season.
Team Portnoy bullshit.
Disagree.
No, the war shit and all that. Yeah, I get it.
I was slandering war a bit on radio today.
War is racist. I don't know if you know this.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Mookie Betts last year, his war was like a point above, like 0.1 points above Trout, like while Trout was on the DL. I was like, what, how is this possible?
Well, one guy's white.
That was my... And then people were telling me, oh, no, center field, it's much harder to play than Boston's right field. If you think Anaheim's center field is more difficult than Boston's right field, shut the fuck up.
Okay. War sticks. War is stupid.
War's very stupid.
War is stupid.
Okay, you know what? I'm with you guys. We're out on war.
Out on war. Don't tell me. War. I don't want to hear about
what
Mike Trout's stunning
for,
war
you know I mean?
All the time.
What is it
you think about that, Tommy Smokes? You're a baseball fella. What do you think about saying fuck war?
Yeah, I was just looking. Mike Trout played 4 more games than Mookie Betts last year.
Well, that backfired.
What?
Mike Trout played 140 games. Mookie Betts played 136.
What the fuck, Ole?
There was the stretch, though, in the middle of the season where Trout was out and Mookie's was...
Oh. So maybe it was racist at that point.
It was racist in
say,
like July.
I did say
but
in the middle
September,
of the season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
By September.
In September when we were ahead of your Yankees by like 14 games. Yeah, we started sitting guys. It's true.
New season. The past is the past. As a Yankee fan, I don't like to harp on that.
You
past.
Looking forward to... Is Corbin getting the ball opening day?
He's on another team.
Aaron Hicks batting.
Hey, we're all 0-0.
That's right.
27 rings.
You think the Yankees will make the playoffs? Additionally, 27 rings.
In case you forgot.
The Celtics played the Warriors last night and blew their fucking doors off.
They played a team that was wearing Warriors jerseys.
Got it.
Like, Clay wasn't out there.
Got it.
It was 11-0. They made it 11-10, and then it was never a game again. And, I don't think I even saw Steph, after midway through the third quarter.
They just mailed it in.
On the court. It's not they mailed it in. The Celtics went out there. They played very well. Hayward was amazing. Terry got into a fight, which is the biggest thing I took from that game. Baines played his second game back. We've been missing him tremendously. For whatever reason, over these last two seasons, he's been the key cog to it all. When he's on the court, they're just a much better team. And he flopped. Boogie didn't appreciate it, called him a bitch.
Saw that.
Jason Tatum was just kind of in the way. He walked through him, called him a bitch.
Scary Terry was in the mix.
And Youngstown was in the building.
Yeah. he was ready.
Terry this year, he was like, listen, I was the starter last year for the second half. Whenever Kyrie went down to the rest of the year, we almost made it to the finals. I'm trying to get a new contract. This is kind of fucking me over that you're back. He needed this more than anything. He played really well last night. He threw a successful lob, a thing he has never done in his life. And that fight is when the Eastern Conference Final Championship DVD comes out.
Oh, here we go.
I didn't say the NBA Finals, Kevin, because that's not a thing. That was a joke. We do a comedy program here. When that DVD comes out, this will have been that fight.
That'll be the moment.
Not
the
33-point win, not the first loss that the Warriors have had wire to wire since November 2016. None of that. Just that fight.
Well, we'll see. Celtics kind of stink.
My favorite thing about Terry fighting 7-footers.
I mean, he didn't even fucking hesitate.
No, he was in there.
He was ready to fucking roll.
Do basketball guys go into that knowing though,
that nothing's gonna happen?
Yeah. 99% of them.
Yeah.
Boogie and Terry are both ready to fight. Right for sure. And Baines, too, also doesn't need anyone standing up for him, but it was good that the Celtics, who are toxic and hate each other, actually did stand up for one another.
There was a lot of bench celebrating going on.
Oh, yeah. Jalen was clapping. Kyrie was applauding.
Now, Chuck came out, though, and said that he thinks Kyrie Irving is the most miserable person alive. I mean, as a miserable person.
Before we go with that, I'm not going to shout out to the Boston Bruins. That we can't talk a little Boston sports and not talk about the Boston Bruins real quick.
Hockey.
Shout out. Big, I mean, the best team in hockey, good fucking luck with them. Pasta was skating with a stick today, first time back, stick in hand.
Didn't know he was out.
Tuukka Rask hasn't lost a game since before Christmas in regulation.
In regulation.
The Boston Bruins haven't lost.
Stat. It's like, did you lose the game? You lost. You lost the
game. It's different in a shootout.
You get a point, right? Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's different in a shootout.
That's true. Okay, that's fair.
And then the team themselves haven't lost in regulation since January. Pasta's back.
I will say is you said the exact same thing last year. About both teams. That the Bruins were going to go much deeper than the Celtics. And that they were the superior team.
I didn't just say that.
You got a little infighting here?
No, it's not infighting.
I'm just saying, look, we're talking Boston sports. I'm going to talk about a team that hasn't lost since January.
You just called them the best team in hockey.
Yeah.
I called them the hottest team in hockey. I said best team in hockey.
I think you said
they're both, so I'm down. I'll ride it. Fuck it.
So they went.
I know the Tampa Bay Lightning are scared of them, motherfucker. And they are literally the best team in hockey, but I know they're scared of them.
Tampa's the best team?
Tampa's far away the best team.
second half of the rundown. Brought to you by Tommy John.
They're the Bruins have the second best record in hockey. They're in second place in the division, and they're 17 points back.
TommyJohn.com/rundown. Get 20% off.
Didn't
your
they
first
eliminate
order.
Us last year?
They got sure men's did. And women's underwear.
Won the first game, though.
Feidelberg's going to start wearing the women's underwear if he's not yet wearing them. I think
I'm not, but
I'll,
if they send them to me, I'll wear them.
Range of fabrics that are comfortable, luxurious, stylish. They got the quick draw fly. The waistband doesn't roll down. The legs don't roll up. Designed to move with you and not against you. Coley Mick is very confused.
Why are they afraid of us?
Go to TommyJohn.com/rundown.
Said,
and you'll save 20% today.
They beat us last year.
Yeah.
They're far superior to us this year.
They have a better record this year.
They're shaking in their boots?
they don't want to come to Boston. They don't want to come to Boston.
I think they'll
home ice advantage because, like I said, they are way higher us than us in the points.
they don't want to come to Boston, and they're probably not going to have to. But.
You know what? I'm in.
Just trust me.
Tampa,
trust me on this.
Tampa
doesn't want to play Boston.
R. Kelly sat down and did an interview with Gayle King, which is crazy. I don't even know, shouldn't he be in, custody or something? I don't even know why.
He got bailed out by that random stranger.
yeah, that's right.
Quick 100K.
He went bananas.
So I think the point you're making is and correct me if I'm wrong, that you have never held anybody against their will.
I don't need to. That, why would I?
Well, I'm
how stupid would it never be held for anybody. R. Kelly, with all I've been through in my way, way past, to hold somebody, let alone 4, 5, 6, 50, you said. Why, how stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say you were holding...
That's stupid, guys!
I didn't...
Is this camera on me?
Yes,
it's on. That's stupid! Use your common sense. Don't forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to, love me if you want, but just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past and what I've been through, oh, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle. Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing. Robert. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. Y'all, I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me.
It wasn't even, he didn't get interviewed. He put on a performance.
Yeah, well, we were watching
like, if I was them, I wouldn't even put this out. I would have been like, he's a fucking... Like, you're just trying to use us as a platform. Fuck you, man.
I thought the beat was about to drop. like it looked like the beginning of a music video. He was like looking, pointing into the camera, yeah. Like he was putting on a show, and it was supposed to be like, boom, okay, music video starts now. I mean, he's gonna do something drastic. I think.
I feel like
he's crazy.
We're 2 decades late for that.
Yeah, that's well. I think he's.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Well.
We know where you were going.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely done something drastic and horrific. I think it's just a matter of time before it's him.
What line always gets me and stuff like this, though? Now, R. Kelly is not innocent. He is a guilty man. It's not a fact, but it's pretty close to a fact.
Yeah.
When they say shit like, I'm fighting for my life, I'm always like, fuck, what would I do, though? Like, would I get up and just start screaming and look like a crazy man if I was innocent?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true. If you were innocent and you were being accused of like
this,
being a literal monster.
Whenever I hear that something like that, you're attacking.
I probably wouldn't be like, seriously, right? Like he was. Like, yeah. Seriously, is it true?
Like when Gail King was like, you're acting like the victim here. I'm like, but I am the victim.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Right, that's a good point. Because then you're fucked. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if you were just like. Seriously, guys, I didn't do it. People would be like, oh, that's not convincing.
Exactly.
You know, but if you're the crazy person, you look like irrational. That's why you should never put yourself in a position where you're accused of kidnapping and raping 50 people.
Good point.
Just don't find yourself in that position in any way, shape, or form.
Smart play.
Yeah, that's not like a wrong place, wrong time type of
accusation. No, like, you know, maybe once. And even then we're pushing it. Like 50 times, that's probably on you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Footage of this cruise ship almost tilted. It was 100 mile an hour wind. It tilted. I mean. People were reacting like, you know, it was the Titanic.
This should happen to every cruise ship.
Yeah.
And it should knock it over.
That one girl was
sorry, Bill Burr.
I mean, it was like I went on a cruise once in my life, and it was the worst weekend of my life. It was horrible. It was
horrible.
It was everyone was so fat and gross. This is a couple years ago when I wasn't
I was
one of those
say,
people.
You know,
yeah, no,
it's one of those things, though. Guess where you were, John? You were on that fucking boat with them.
At that time, I'd won a free trip, and look, I'm not gonna pass up a free trip. At that time, I wasn't fat girls. I was like, where are the non-fat girls people at? And they're like, not on the fucking cruise ship.
Where was it? Where'd you go?
Went to, this is when I almost got, I was trying to buy drugs in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, almost got killed. Went over the hill in Nassau. I don't know if you know.
Not a
good spot to be.
Stay on this side of the hill. Would you go there?
Yeah.
I feel like.
Sure did, yeah.
Sounds like a good place.
Sure did. Also, on like a dilapidated building, they had this was back when the big three in Miami. So then, it was like a building like falling apart, probably a home, but it was in rough shape, and someone still took the time to paint the big three on the side of it, like the worst painting you ever seen. I think it was just a bunch of neighborhood kids out there with chalk, and it was really really bad. But
The jerseys, the jerseys were good. I could read the numbers on the jerseys.
That's where you get your like, drugs. That's a good. Yeah, I tried to buy drugs in the Bahamas, and it was just a bag. It was a bag inside of a bag inside of a bag. Like just kept opening it, and then it was like one of those China dolls, and then or Russian dolls, whatever they are. And then there was just nothing in the end. I just had a
bag of bags.
It was just a bag. I just had garbage in my hands. I was like, there's no drugs here. There's no marijuana at all.
That's how drug dealers store their drug bags. Is like people store their shopping bags.
Yeah.
Like under your sink, you got a bunch of fucking bags.
I do that. I found myself doing that. I went to the grocery store.
Oh, I have a whole cupboard of bags.
Oh. If you don't have bags, I don't trust you.
Isn't that such a weird thing to do?
No.
Have you ever used them?
When I was like growing up, like the bathroom, small trash barrels, we'd use those as like the liners.
Okay, that's fair. I've done that before. I've just never been like, all right, need my shopping bag. I need my like, you know.
Bag of bags. Well, it's like, you feel like a jackass like throwing them out because you're like, this is clearly plastic.
I'm going to kill like so many turtles.
Yeah, this is going to drown. It's almost like infant. Yeah. Infant turtle.
Yeah, that's the one thing that I feel like, you know, like your grandparents did and your parents did, and now like we're doing it too. Like, you gotta save your bags.
If you don't have
bags. Maybe he was a good-hearted drug dealer who stores his bags in that bag. He thought he was getting you the good one, but he, you know,
or he was just like, I'm gonna dispose of all my bags to this naive white boy.
Yeah. How many? I have a theory that you can fit an unlimited amount of bags inside one bag.
Yeah.
I've never reached like the tipping point.
Yeah, we should do that.
There's just one king bag, and then the rest just all fit.
Let's go get as many bags as we can and figure out how many it would take.
Fine, I don't think.
Everyone bring your bags tomorrow.
I would say upwards of 450 bags.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 1,000.
Is that what your answer is?
I'll tell you what, if we get to the hundreds of thousands, I'm tapping.
Hundreds of thousands. I think we'll get 400 bags into one bag.
I think we're gonna be like, I could live in here. This is so spacious right now. They just keep going.
It's Alice in Wonderland down there. Tommy, how many bags?
Are we considering, is this a garbage bag or like a plastic bag?
Tommy has no idea what
it's a plastic bag inside a plastic bag.
Oh, just like one, like a grocery bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can ball them up, you can line them.
244.
The answer's probably like 26.
No.
I feel like you would be the girl crying on the floor. Yeah, I was going to say just the girl. The crying fat girl is the more apropos description. It would be you. Be honest.
I wouldn't be pumped.
Yeah. If we were on a cruise ship, I would love to be on a cruise ship that starts tilting with Coley Mick.
I don't care about when planes
melt
do
like
this stuff.
He would melt like a fucking ice cream in the sun, man. He would be a puddle. He would go from such a big, bad, tough guy, I used to fucking bounce at the bar in Boston, to sitting on the floor crying. Crying.
I bounced at a pizza shop in Amherst.
Why did the pizza place need a bouncer?
Because it was right next to all the bars, and they had hot cheese up front. It was a scene in there, Kevin.
Understand.
A scene.
I don't care when these things happen on planes. Like, when a plane like hits like crazy turbulence, I'm not always like, ah! But on a cruise ship, I'd be like, this fucking sucks. I'll die in a fiery crash. I don't want to drown.
I would definitely feel in the moment like, all right, we're tipping completely over. But then once it didn't tip over, I think I'd be like, all right.
For sure. But it's like, it's also, where are you on the ship? Because in my dumb brain, if I'm on like the top, it's like, oh, well, I'll be fine. I'm just going to land in the ocean.
And then I'll just swim to safety.
But if you're in like the bottom, it's like, well, yeah, I'm definitely going to die now.
That's why I want to be on the boat with him and just watch him freak out. We gotta get to the top, guys.
Well, there's no time to react. It's just all like, oh,
you're
man.
You a good swimmer, Coley?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
A lot of surface area. Much like a cruise ship.
A lot of buoyancy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This place.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'm right on top.
All right, that's it for the rundown. Any after show? We did Deadspin.
Happy birthday.
My birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, man. That's the rundown.
Was that it?
I said it's his birthday.
Yeah,
I gave him a hug.
But you didn't say happy birthday.
I gave you a hug.
Yeah, but now we're on camera.
But you're not happy.
It's totally different.
Me saying it's not gonna...
Happy birthday is a wish, though.
Yeah.
I wished every single person I know a happy birthday every year. On January 1st, 2019, I said, if you have a birthday this year, happy birthday.
A blanket wish.
Yeah, I don't go around giving people... The fact that you got a hug...
That was big.
Right.
Everyone says...
Your yearly hug.
This is your year.
This is
your year, Kevin, and I was like...
No, it's
you
not.
All said that in January,
no,
too.
Not.
And guess
definitely
what? That didn't. It's not my year.
No chance it's
like,
your year.
Like, I would rather you tell me that one of these years might be your year. It's be realistic about
it. It could turn around eventually.
Potentially, but not now.
You're still in the mud.
I'm still deep in the mud. I'm over my head in the mud. I'm on a cruise ship and it is just tipping.
The mud's over your head, but you've got like...
I got mud gills.
You've got like a reed.
I don't know what to do. Should I sit back down?
You've got like a reed that can get some oxygen down there.
You've got a long straw.
Yeah. Yeah, and eventually you'll be like, oh, I'm on my knees, I can stand. And then the mud will be at like your nipples. But you'll still be in the mud.
Still in the mud.
You're always going to have...
I'm going to be definitely dirty forever.
You're never going to be able to get all the mud off of you. Yeah. So that birthday, I'll let you know when that is.
Okay.
I'll be like, you know what, Kevin?
Keep posted. Looks like you're... Let me know when I get to the mud nipples.
Yeah.
Give me an estimate. 20...
2.5 years.
2.5? All right. See you when I'm 36 and a half.
You sure will.
Maybe.
We could take that cruise.